Question: What is the number of the angels? Answer: It cannot be given. Nothing is known exactly of their number. It is beyond human calculation, like the stars at night. The number is indefinitely great and all but infinite. The Holy Scriptures pretend but to give a vague idea of the immensity of their numbers. Daniel chapter 12, verse 10 says, quote, "Thousands on thousands ministered to him, and 10 hundred times 100,000 assisted before his throne," end quote. The Apocalypse chapter 5, verse 2 says, quote, "And their numbers were thousands on thousands," end quote. Job chapter 25, verse 3 says, quote, "Whether is there a limit to the number of his soldiers?" End quote. There is a fitness in the multitudes of the heavenly hosts. God created beings to be happy around him. His omnipotence and his beneficence would not be expressed by a scanty number. The vaster and the more incalculable their numbers, the greater the manifestation of his power and his blessedness. It is written in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 28, quote, "In the multitudes of his people lieth the glory of the king. The ignominy of the prince is the scantiness of his nation," end quote. If we make a computation of all the members of the human race from Adam till the last man, the numbers will all but pass beyond the reckoning of human figures. What reason is there that the angels should be less in numbers? Bossuet says, quote, "Count, if you can, the sands of the seashore. Count, if you can, the stars in the firmament. Those that you can see, as well as those that you cannot. And when you have done so, be firmly convinced that you have not yet reached the number of the angels. For, point out to me what is most perfect in heaven or on earth, and on that I say, does God most lavishly outpour the abundance of his omnipotence and his love?" End quote. Quote, "Prodigality is a characteristic of all the divine works. We cannot meditate on the countless multitudes of the angels without astonishment. So vast a populace, of such surpassing beauty, of such gigantic intelligence, of such diversified nature, is simply overwhelming to our most ambitious thoughts. A locust swarm, and each locust an archangel, the myriads a point of life disclosed to us by the microscope, and each point a grand spirit, the sands of the seas and the waters of the ocean, and each grain and each drop a beautiful being, the brightness of whose substance we could not see and live. This is but an approximation to the reality, so the theologians teach us." End quote, Father Faber. Question: Are the angels all of one species? Answer: The angels are not all of one species. Scripture frequently speaks of distinction and differences. Some angels, some archangels. Theologians generally teach that different gifts of grace have been bestowed on the angels, marking out, therefore, different capacities, i.e., different species. Saint Dionysius, writing on the heavenly hierarchy, says, quote, "The sacred volumes declare that these holy superior beings differ from one another by different grades," end quote. Saint Jerome, writing against Jovinian, quote, "Among the invisible creatures there is a manifold and an indefinite diversity," end quote. Saint Augustine and Saint Anselm teach the same. Reason would tell us if we look at bird differing from bird, beast from beast, flower from flower, tree from tree, that the variety of the species enhances the beauty and harmony of the creation. The same way is it with the beautiful angels in heaven.